Blog Talk Radio.
Street, the ugliest people you ever would meet. Hey, we're at the tea party and we like to party along. Why don't you come and join us and learn the words to this song? We're just trying to be friendly. Bartender, champagne.
And the DJ that he knows we're on the spot always around, so praise him, make that Diego Merzo de la Tata.
That is known as the ketchup song. I love that song. You know why? Because my granddaughter loves it, and I love my granddaughter. Yes. And girls, it's time. We have to save the boys. When the boys are turning into sissy men. Girls, you're going to have to toughen them up. Okay, you're going to have to do what you do best. So, when I blow the whistle, everybody hold up their babies. I can't whistle anymore. Night. Denzel Washington plays an alcoholic pilot. What a magnificent movie. You can feel the lack of self-control and the addiction to alcohol. And then, of course, to come down from being drunk, he had to do cocaine. So you see how one drug leads to another. Like the salespeople in the Democrat Party will tell you that marijuana is not a gateway drug. Anything that leads to another drug is a gateway drug. I can take you to cemeteries of relatives and show you how a 22-year-old boy died from his first hit of heroin, and he was a marijuana trainee. Okay? So don't believe the crap that these people tell you that marijuana is not a gateway drug. First off, you have no idea what's being laced in with marijuana. You have no idea. And, you know, here's something that's really scary. When you see statistics on a DUI, okay, or DWI, when you see those stats, that's all alcohol stats. They have no stats on a drug addiction. The only way that they can stop you and find out if you're doing drugs is they got to give you a blood test. And nobody's doing that. So whatever the drunk stats are, you can double or triple it when you throw in all of the drugs. And when marijuana is legal, what then? It's in the car. He's not smoking it while he's driving. You know how bad this is going to get? And if you think that this is going to eliminate crime, there will be more crime once everybody is doing weed. Because the closer you get down to the sewer, the more rats you're going to be involved with. And that's what's going to happen. Because the people that have been making drug money profits for 60 years are not going to walk away from it just because the government is in it. Everything the government touches turns to crap. The government took in New York took over off-track betting, where the mafia for 100 years made a fortune. Inside of 20 years, the government put off-track betting out of business. And the mob, and they had to shut down and lay off all their employees. And every place that there was an off-track betting, all the merchants hated it because people would hang around all day and take up all the parking. And not only that, they used to crap up the place with their receipts. And then the sanitation inspectors would come in and write tickets for anybody that had off-track betting receipts on their property. Some guy in a restaurant that's working his ass off is short the two waitresses that day. At 12 o'clock when everybody's in, the sanitation guy comes in and writes him a $500 fine. For what? Off-track betting receipts in front of the, didn't sweep them up. But the off-track betting is right next door. Why don't you go get them to sweep them? It's not their responsibility. You know what goes on? We're all in trouble, and we're all tax slaves. So what got me on that kick? Oh, we were talking about Denzel Washington. And I got to tell you something about Denzel Washington that we notice. This guy never plays the race card. This guy is a standalone, a stand-up guy. And I based that on one photo I saw of him at Walter Reed Hospital with about 50 of people injured and nursing staff. And he was just a plain guy. He wasn't doing it for press. He was just a real down-to-earth guy. And he's a good actor. And I wish him well, because we need more Denzels and less of the other crap. A bartender, a champagne. The next tune is dedicated to all the guys in the Hindu Kush tonight. I'm sure the temperatures are way down. And all they can think about is who's going to be the last man to leave. And it looks like Obama is secretly pulling out the troops. And because when I started following it about a month ago, 2 months ago, there was 65,000. Then the press came out last week, and they said it was 57,000 or 52,000. And then yesterday I heard it's 39,000. Now, if I know it, you know it, the Taliban knows it. And they're all going to come in for the Mogadishu mile that Bill Clinton taught them how to fight. Yes. So this tune is for the guys in the Hindu Kush tonight and their loved ones.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a girl.
also went to the movies today. We saw Nebraska with Bruce Dern and a cast of people that you wouldn't that I wouldn't recognize as movie stars. But I got to tell you, it was a home hit, home run hitting a movie, and it shows a son's love for his father, and it shows you how hard that the people in the Midwest work, and how little they have. And one of the conclusions we came away with tonight is that the USA is getting poorer. We have a working poor, and we got to do something about that. We cannot have our toothbrushes and combs made in China when we could put a mom-and-pop factory in a town that could use a shot in the arm. We got to start taking care of ourselves. There are 300 million Americans here, and 300 million Americans can produce products to sustain 300 million Americans. And all the money stays here. It doesn't go back to foreign countries. And all the industry stays here. It doesn't go to foreign countries. And the EPA has to be eliminated because they're the primary culprit for destroying manufacturing in the United States. And their excuse was they were fighting pollution. But they polluted Americans with poverty. And all of the pollution is now coming out of China from the same factories that they chased out of the United States. So they didn't solve any problem. They just put mom and pop out of work. And it's time to put them out of work because they are a dangerous organization, and their only goal is to weaken the industrial strength of the United States. They are communists. And that's what communists do. And you better brush up on your communist tactics because you have no idea what's happening in this country. And the first thing you can do is Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party. And when you read them, you're going to poop your pampers. The time has come when all Americans have to pull together. We have to stop being played by communist splinter groups. We cannot turn on one another and fight amongst each other while other people scoop up what belongs to us. So, there's a big argument that goes on all the time about who is in the Democrat Party and how the Democrats have successfully taken over certain ethnic groups. Democrat Party is not a communist party. No two ways about it. They have no God. They have no country. They vote to burn the flag. They threw God out at the communist convention, the last one they had. They had three roll call votes as God going, and they said get rid of him. And on the third one, they lied about the poll results because it was get rid of him again for the third time. And then they said, well, that isn't what happened. We're going to keep God for another couple of weeks. And that's what's happening in the party of death. I come from a family of Democrats. You cannot be Irish Catholic and a Democrat. You cannot. Because the Democrats now stand for child murder, legalized drugs, the doping up of a nation. That's chemical warfare. It's terrible. Okay, so having said that, I don't know if you ever caught the clip, but LBJ, when he was promoting the Great Society, he told his fellow Democrats that we will have, after signing this legislation, we'll have these N-words of voting for us for the next 200 years. And now they're trying to do the same thing with the Latinos. But I say Latinos are more independent and they have different values, more in common with Tea Party people. And what are those values? God, patria. Right, Viva Cristo Rey, and also they love children, and the party of death kills children. So I think that I'm going to spend my whole life making sure that Latinos pull out of that party of death, Party de la Muerte, and go independent or go Tea Party. And don't go Republican because that's the Democrat Party of today. the Democrat Party that used to be is now the Communist Party. And you don't believe me, but every day you're going to see it. They're going to brainwash your children in grammar schools and kindergarten. They're trying to pass legislation now that they can start brainwashing your children at 4 years old. We can't have that. We got to be a Viva Cristo Rey people. I'm not a Latino, but I'll tell you, I'm not going to let anybody put them in the Democrat holding pens. No way. And I'm going to prove to my friends that Latinos have their own minds and are not that easily controlled by a communist party. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're playing a little Latino melodies tonight and talking a little politics and trying to get our country back together because it's a shambles. And I don't know if you noticed the stock market took a 300-point hit. And just before it took the 300-point hit, the experts were calling for a 10% correction. So what was the market figure? It was around 1,700. So a 10% correction would have been 170 points. And here on Friday, everybody bailed out, and we took a 20% correction already. Now, let's see what happens on Monday when the market opens back up on the news that is it Walmart that owns Sam's Club and they're laying off 2,800 employees? Christmas is over and now all of the part-time help is going to get the quick shuffle. And who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? The experts don't know. They'll tell you after the fact they saw it coming.
But then they're like a guy that just got was in the middle of Broadway and got hit by a taxi cab. What happened? It is really sad. We're going to reach out for a tune. We're going to do a little Cal Jada. He's a, he used to play a vibraphone. Now he plays it in heaven. And the guy before that you just listened to, his name was Willie Bobo, and he used to play with Cal Jada, and both of them are in heaven now. And they're making a heavenly music. This is one of the first the samba songs.
Beautiful. That was one of the first tunes out of Brazil. Everybody had just discovered Bossa Nova. They all ran down there to copy the Brazilian style. And it was a good time. It was good music. Here's a little commentary. You know that in a shopping mall tonight, a guy killed two people. And then he was killed or he killed himself. I think we got an... Instead of suicide by cop now, it's suicide by mall or schools. And these guys seem to go in and take out as many people as they want, can, and then they take themselves out. So, of course, the communists are out there calling for the seizure of guns. And, of course, one of the best arguments that the communists love to use is we should be more like Europe. Europe is overrun. England turned communist after they got rid of Winston Churchill. Europe is finished. Europe is finished. Forget about it. As a matter of fact, the Ukrainians are rioting tonight because they don't want to be pulled back into the Soviet Union. And they are calling the EU... You know, it's either the Soviet Union or the EU that they're going to have to belong to, and they're calling the EU the little Soviet Union, the Soviet EU. So it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, France, let's put 75% income tax. That's communist, man. Yeah. You know, if you keep your store open past another guy's store, you can be fined. If they everybody has to close at 5. Nobody can be more competitive than the other guy. It's a sickness, man. What are we going to do? So anyway, so they're talking about everything is better in Europe. And they'll say, oh, you know, if we only legalize drugs like the Netherlands, then we could open up all the jails and free all of the oppressed workers. Yeah, workers. Oh, man, are we in trouble. Yeah, we could be more like the Netherlands, and instead of them just being arrested, they could all OD in the park. Yeah. So you know what? Tonight, after that shooting in that mall, all the clowns were out saying it's time to confiscate the guns because England has no problem. England has no problem. The last time I looked at England, A British soldier was walking down the street and three Muslims hacked him to death and cut his head off. And that British soldier had a gun. There would be three dead Muslims in the street and he would be singing Rule Britannia. Yeah. We're going to all kumbaya while we get our throats cut. And look at the... Oh, yeah, we just got to disarm like they disarmed Australia. Now the Australians are finding out that they're having more break-ins because everybody knows they don't have a gun. All the bad guys know they don't have guns. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have to disarm everybody like they did in Norway. And, yeah, and what happened in Norway, the day camps started, the kids started to take bullets in the day camps. Come on, man, grow up. And I got to tell you, if there were two armed guards at Sandy Hook, everybody would be alive today except for, what was his name, the kid that did it and his mother. Yeah, two armed guards would have canceled his check. It is really sad. So let me give you my little blog on two armed guards at Sandy Hook. Please do not tell us how safe our foreign countries are now that only the bad guys have guns. How about Norwegian day camps? How about 100,000 dead Mexicans? You know, there's a civil war about to break out in Mexico. That's going to be a little Iraq down there, and they're all going to be pouring over the border demanding political asylum because they're being slaughtered. I thought it was between 50 and 70,000 Mexicans have been killed by Eric Holder's guns, but it's now up to 100,000. And it says, how about 100,000 dead Mexicans, including body parts in rooms and heads on the street corners? If you want to debate on your knees, go right ahead, but don't expect others to die begging. Anybody who wants you to give up your guns intends to kill you. Just ask Stalin, Hitler, Fidel, Pol Pothead, Mao, and the Democrat Party, now the Communist Party. Oh, and I get chewed out because I use caps a lot, and I've been banned because I'm a captain. And so on my blog I put, sorry about the caps, my keyboard jammed. Bang, there it goes. And I play a tune, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. And then I introduce my show, and we be casting tonight, and we're casting for Tea Party members. Now, I'm not an official member of the Tea Party. I have my own party. It's the Spirit of America Party. Now, why do I have my own party? Because I don't want nobody taking any heat for my personal opinion. Oh, he's with the Tea Party. I like the Tea Party. I even have tea bags with Democrat senators on them. And I call it Dunk of Shame. I got one for Chuck Schumer, one for John Kerry. Those are my two favorite Dunk of Shame tea bags. And that's what I'm doing. So, what can we do? We can play a tune. You know what? We'll go religious. Yeah, it's time for a little religious moment when guys used to marry one girl. And you're going to see, if you see Nebraska, you're going to see how other people lived when America was free.
and they didn't have much, and they didn't need much, and they didn't take much, and they gave a lot.
Introduced today about the North Country gold mining. I don't know if it's called Klondike or Yukon, but it's about Canada. And it looks like it's going to be a good show. I don't know if it's going to be weekly like Game of Thrones, but it really looked good. And but like every one of these shows, every one of these movies always has a communist subliminal message. And the message in this one was that the Canadians, and most people will think it's Alaskans because it's the North Country, you know, they'll think it's America's Alaska, but it happens to be Canada's Yukon. And there's two buddies that, one is Jewish, and of course he's wearing a Star of David, which I'm sure every Jewish guy that went mining wore a Star of David on his shirt, okay? And they're checking into a hotel, and the clerk says, you can check in, but the Jew has to go with the blacks. And I said, I can't believe this, man. I can't believe that they're playing the anti-Semite card, you know. And a lot of people are going to think that's true. So I said, I got to check this out. So I Googled the anti-Semitism during the Gold Rush, and there was some anti-Semitism, but it was little or nothing. And there's a 100-year-old cemetery up there for Jewish people. And also, I was surprised to learn that the Jewish community enticed Seward to buy Alaska from the Russians. And the Jewish community had a lot of influence on Seward. And aren't we glad that Seward bought Alaska, and everybody made fun of him? So you see, sometimes you're an enemy in life, but a hero in death. And we've come to appreciate Seward's folly because it was a buffer, not only for us but for Canada against the Russians. And the Russians also, they think that Seward's folly was a mistake and they want it back. So you better keep an eye. Mexico will be grabbing all the southern states and Russia will be grabbing Alaska. But I thought that was very interesting. Every movie that Pornowood makes, you got to look for the subliminal message. And last night I'm flipping the channels and I see a girl in a movie and she's cursing God, and she has a statue of the Blessed Mother in her hand, and she flings it. She throws it, I don't know, she'd throw it into the woods or smashed it on a rock. And I said, why are you doing this? What's the message you're trying to tell us here? What is it? The communists will tell you that religion is the opiate of the masses. Well, I'd rather have the opiate of the masses than the opium that the communists have been growing since the 20s to kill Americans. Yes, my friends, Mao Zedong grew opium poppies in the 20s, and he said he was going to use it to kill Americans and Brits who killed the Chinese with opium. So what goes around comes around. But, of course, when you're jam tight and jelly free and a man of God, no one can defeat you. Let me go back and give you a tune, if I can find the tune here. Where are we? Blog Talk Radio Studio. You ever hear Katrina Valente? You like Katrina Valente? She sings in many languages. We got to do this one. This is what's going to happen when the stock market crashes.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
I'm just flashing back. I'm looking at some pictures, baby pictures of me and my brother. We got oh, what ages would we be in that picture? Maybe five and, no, must be six and three. And we're in a sailor suits, a Navy admiral's outfits, you know, officer's outfits. Then I'm looking at another one, I'm in an Army uniform. I'm looking at another brother, he's in a sailor suit, and he's saluting. And this is all in the 40s, late 40s, when America was still patriotic. Now they burn the flag and they tell you it's freedom of speech. How the communists can screw you up. They can kill your kid and tell you it's only a fetus, not to worry about it. It's just a block of protoplasm. And there was a sad one tonight. There's a fireman who lost his wife, and it's a heartbreaker. And she was 14 weeks pregnant when she went in, when she became brain dead. And now I think the baby's 22 weeks, and they're saying that the baby's legs are deformed and they can't tell the sex of the baby, and that the baby's head may be full of water. So they're going to kill the baby. And what's really sad, I wonder, they're going to pull the plug on the mother and they're going to let the baby die. And I just wonder, do they do an autopsy? Do they remove the baby? Does the baby just get thrown in a bucket? Or does the baby get buried with the mother? Or does the baby get buried separately? How are they going to handle that? You know? And I heard some woman shouting, it's only a fetus. My God. It's only a fetus. 4,700 babies die today in the United States. Every day, 4,700 babies die. What are you going to do about that? What happened to us? When did we become animals in an animal kingdom? When did we lose our soft touch? I grew up when guys and girls went steady. They practiced going steady and practiced the celibacy because there was no pill and there was no weed. And let's face it, all drugs compromise you sexually. Oh, you can't say that. Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. You let your guard down, you know. All the troops run in. When you lower the drawbridge, everybody comes across. Come on, give it a, get real. But anyway, guys used to pledge themselves to girls, and all the songs were about fidelity. If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? And then all of a sudden, everybody started to get down and dirty and get in trouble with them by breaking their pledge. And then they were begging for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rasmussen had a poll, and they asked Americans who they felt was the most influential person in the world. Pope Francis, who was named a Times Person of the Year, came in first. Barack Obama came in second. And guess who came in third? You're not going to believe it. Who do you think came in third? Ted Cruz. Ted the Cross. Yeah, oh, man. Ted Cruz. You know what? I gave him a lot of credit. He stood up there and he filibustered the health care bill because he knew it wasn't good for the American people, and his own party turned on him. The rhinos said, crucify Cruz. Yeah. And give us a Barabbas Obama. Unbelievable. Good luck to you, Ted. I hope you make the run. I hope you go as far as you can go, because everything's up to date in Kansas City. That's a song. They've gone as far as they can go. Someday, if I find it, I'll play it for you. What else we got here? Earth is shattering. Well, they were all talking about the poll with Cruz, all the bloggers. Sick desk information. Let's see what this is about. Oh, Brian Williams. Brian Williams. You know who turned out to be a piece of merit? Tom Brokaw. Yeah. You can't trust anybody from NBC. You just can't trust them. Obama's pick for ambassador to Norway makes a fool of himself. You want to know what I would do for ambassadors? You know all of those ambassadorships are all payoffs, right? You got to buy the ambassadorship. You just don't get it because of your talent. You got to grease the monkey. Yeah. Oh my God. Obama's pick for ambassador to Norway makes a fool of himself when asked about Norway. That's interesting, huh? George Soonis. Oh, going back to who I would appoint for ambassadors. First off, you couldn't be allowed to donate to any party. Okay, so you can't buy the ambassadorship. And I would appoint vets in wheelchairs. Every embassy in the world would have a vet in a wheelchair. Just to remind the rest of the world that we pay the ultimate price for their protection. They might have their own army, but we're the ones who pay the ultimate price for their protection and our protection. And if you don't believe that, you know what? Destroy the American military and see what happens to the rest of the world. End us. So what happened to this guy? He revealed during a recent Senate hearing that he doesn't know much about Norway. The hearing took place last week, but has only now started to gain national attention. The biggest, most glaring admission of ignorance during the hearing came when Senator John McCain asked Soonis, a businessman and top Democratic Party donor. See, all these ambassadorships are bought by political apparatchiks. You got to get rid of bribery in the U.S. government. And the way to do that is to have campaign contributions no larger than $1, either by Joe the Plumber or GE. The most they can donate to any campaign is $1. And this way the American people will always have pure representation. About Norway's anti-immigration Progress Party, which has now joined the country's ruling coalition. You get some fringe elements that have a microphone and spew their hatred. And I will tell you, Norway has been very quick to denounce them, Soonis said. This is incorrect. The Progress Party is in good standing with the country's government. Soonis furthered McCain's frustration by referring at one point to Norway's president. Norway doesn't have a president. It's a constitutional monarchy. Yeah, we're sending nothing but our brightest. Now, you want to hear what the people said in the blogs, the comments? Here's Parker, GLP. The U.S. doesn't have a president either, just a Muslim Marxist dictator. And this one is signed by Commie Hater, another Ovamit worshiper. They all came out of the bathhouses of Chicago. And here's Rick, Commie Hater. I'm not saying this one. 820, a red horse. Obama administration remains consistent. None of them know Shiat about what they do, where they are, or how to do anything. Here's Ginger Cake 5. Give money to Big O and become an ambassador. No qualifications necessary. No brain necessary. Phil Boyce. Especially no brain or intelligence. The bigger the mouse, the less intelligence needed. And here's Tim Mana. He's got a wolf as a logo. With O's history with ambassadors, even in Norway, I don't think I would feel too secure with that job. Even with Clinton gone, you still have Kerry to deal with. Not safe at all. And this guy's got a, looks like a hyena. And his name is Busidart. I guess that I am becoming a racist because I've noticed that there are very few white males that aren't homosexuals around the White House or in the cabinet or appointed. Shame on me to view this in this manner, but it's apparent that this is happening. Well, I don't know about that. Beautiful American, quit the defensive defeatist talk and get some backbone in you. Everything you said is true, so stand by it. This is from O-Line Wee. Don't forget all the muzzies he has appointed too. Oh, man, there's going to be a, you know what it is, everybody gets up in the morning now and they turn on the TV to see what he's doing to the country today. And if there's going to be a volcano eruption one day, and I just hope it's sensible, like impeachment. This last 5 years has been a nightmare. What is most depressing is the followers of the Pied Piper as blithering idiots that are buying all his crap that is spewing from this toilet called the White House. So they're all here's the Tea Party, the American way, just another incompetent in an administration full of incompetent individuals. Okay, it's all the same opinion. I did like what the Australian Prime Minister said on immigration. If you come to our country to live, learn the language. Putin has said the same thing. The only one that's singing Kumbaya is the follower of the prophet, Obama bin Laden. Yeah, the prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, came with 3 million. Let's see what he leaves with. Clintons did the best. I mean, they could have been on, what's that show? Where all the girls have the silver suitcases. Yeah. I agree, Aussie man. I'm sure that your government will do something about the former one that took away your gun rights. I keep my fingers crossed. Oh, that would be nice to see Australia go back to guns. Yeah. Was McCain's parting comment about the qualifications being sarcastic? But this Obama nominee insults a nation before ever showing up. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe we should transfer him to Benghazi. He could be the ambassador to Benghazi. And just got to check him for blood clots. We'll go out with a tune. Looks like my time is running out. You got to see this guy. He doesn't pass up a donut shop, this guy. Yeah, he gets hurt. Dunkin' Donuts flies the flag at half-mast. Let me see what we got here. We're going back for music. Blog Talk Radio Studio. It's loading. Bear with me. You don't want me to hum. We're back to the yays. We're going down to the... Let's see. Yep, we're out of time. Here's one. This song, when I hear this song, I think about a GI that's bleeding out in the back of a Humvee, and they're racing to get him to medical care. And
in the song, it's a Billy Joel song. It'll say, Johnny is my fast gun, but he's not my fast gun anymore. And I have the classic picture of a guy being wheeled into the operating room. And there's a black doctor operating on him to try and save him. And his boot is on the floor, and it's covered in blood. And that's the price that our GIs paid. The next time I do a show, I got 2,500 names of guys that died in Iraq. And I'm going to give you some of them. And just to remind us all the price that some people pay to love their country. There's an Irish song called The Patriot Games, and the words go, come on, you rebels, enlist while I sing, for the love of our country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame and makes us all part of the patriot game. And that's what these guys are. These are patriot game players, not a communist that dividers. So I'm going to give you, we'll close with say goodbye to Pornowood.